Without a doubt, all of us have at some point in our lives that we felt pushed to the corner, or we felt like giving up. We just feel like things aren't working out at all. So it's like hitting a wall, you know, in your career or in a relationship or in something that you're so at first passionate about, but somehow you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Can we use Bazi or Qimen to help us get out of this situation? What should we do to become strong when we feel like giving up? Now, when our vibrational energy is low, when the our environment has negative vibrational energy, or sometimes the people that we meet has negative vibrational energy towards us, somehow our energy level becomes lesser, and that's when we are susceptible to feeling pessimistic or feeling a bit negative and or maybe just not so pleasant. Now, when that happens, especially when we are pushed to a corner, when, you know, circumstances are not in our favor, when the economy is not doing so well, when things are difficult, right? Sometimes we feel like giving up. And I think, you know, especially when it comes to creativity, and days, some days when somehow there's vibrational blockage, right? This is like, there's no ideas of what we could do. There's no solution to things. So what can we do? So the idea of being strong or overcoming this, the feeling of giving up, how do we actually overcome it? Well, there's a few ways you can try using metaphysics, okay? Method number one is to create distance. That's very important. Before we even look at charts, before we even plot our destiny chart or Qimen chart or any metaphysics chart or even doing feng shui, the first thing you want to do is to create distance between you and the problem or the challenge that you're facing right now. Listen, if you're in that situation, it's very hard for you to see a solution. You got to create some distance, okay? When you see the big picture, you're able to see, actually, it's not so bad after all. It's like this, right? It's like, you know, if in the, when we're driving through the street, sometimes we see the road, you know, there's some construction going on, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of congestions. But if you fly over on a plane, right, and from the above looking down, you just see a beautiful city. So sometimes you need to have some distance to look at the big picture. Before we even start to look at charts and look for a solution, sometimes to take a step back. So when we use metaphysics like Bazi or Qimen, you know, when we plot a chart like this, when we are so into the problem, it becomes very difficult for us to even look at the solution, even if the solution is staring at us right in the face, right? So you need to become stronger. The first thing is to create some distance. When we create some distance, that allows us to look at the problem from outside in. That's the first step. The second step is to know that the solutions to our problem right now, if you feel like giving up, it is because the solutions are not within our current realm of knowledge. So if it's already what we know what to do, we would have already done it. If you knew exactly what action steps you need to do, you would have already done it a long time ago. The reason that you can't do it, you feel frustrated right now, you don't see the solution, is because you keep thinking back and forth with the limited knowledge that we have right now. Just think about it. The solution to the current predicament or the problem or the circumstances we're in right now is in the unknown. It's in the unknown. So that's why when we plot a metaphysics chart, when we plot a Qimen chart or a destiny chart, we are looking at the possibilities, what is outside our current realm of knowledge. So if we are open to it, if you're not so close-minded, we are open to it, we are able to see those possibilities. So number two, always remember that the solutions to your current predicament is currently in the unknown. Our job is to say we don't know what we know right now, we don't know enough, and seek answers from the unknown. So feeling confused, right, that is good, because it's from confusion that you will seek the direction, right? So that's what you need to do, step number two. Step number three, what we need to do is reorganize our daily calendar. Now this is extremely important, because most of the time, we feel like giving up is only because we feel overwhelmed. We feel overwhelmed, like, wow, so many things to do, so many things to consider. What should we do? So reorganize your daily calendar. In fact, You just want to plan just 30% of the day, not 100% of the day. Eliminate things that are not so important. This is very, very important because it's not about adding stuff in. It's about eliminating stuff. If you just reduce the number of so-called appointments and things to do on the list, eliminate off the to-do list and only put the essentials. So just do the 30%, leave the rest to randomness. At least you get a breath of fresh air. You are able to breathe for a moment and be able to find strength once again. So number three is to reorganize your calendar. Number four, find noble people or find helpful people. Okay, now how do you do that? In your partner chart. Now, if you don't know how to get your partner chart, there's a link in the comment section right here to click get to your partner explorer. Plot your chart and look for this thing called the noble people. There's two animal signs there, one or two animal signs. Now, these animal signs belong to the type of people that could give you some ideas and or may possess the suggestion and or maybe just the right message for you. Now, you may say, but that person, I can't find the person's date of birth. Well, sometimes those you don't know obviously are not in the circle of people you should be meeting. There might be some people that you can look for with that animal sign, born a year and or month of birth, that could, when you talk to them, when you discuss some of these issues, they might be able to, maybe out of things, out of the discussion of that day, they might be able to point you to the right direction, and or maybe they know someone who could help you with that situation. Sometimes it's just that one small missing bit of information that you need to get out of that difficult situation right now. Maybe they could just give you the encouragement. Maybe your helpful people or noble people is someone that you need to help. You see, sometimes when we're feeling like we're giving up, like we have to give up, or we feel like we're feeling really down and miserable, all we need to do is go and help some other people who is even more miserable than us. When we find someone who has a worst off situation and we are helping them, our problems become less because we're able to see, hey, you know, we become grateful that we are not as worse in that situation. So one of the ways is to do that. So your noble people is not always the one offering help. Sometimes it might be the person that you are supposed to help at that time to give you the idea of how to get out of your situation. The fifth way of becoming strong when we feel like giving up is to get new inspiration. That's right. So sometimes we feel frustrated, demotivated, you know, don't feel like, you know, pursuing any further is because we've lost our direction. We no longer get inspired. We've lost track of the big goal. So all you need to do is go out there and meet new people, get new experiences and be inspired. Now, you could do that by tapping into your nine heavens direction. If you know your Chiman destiny chart, your nine heavens direction, if you just spend maybe just 5 to 10 minutes, clear your mind, meditate, and you might get some new inspiration or new ideas. Now, if you don't know Chiman, that's fine. Just go out nine heavens direction, meet new people, you know, talk about new topics. When you do that, somehow or somewhere, you'll be able to find the new inspiration or the inspiration that you need to continue your path or realign back to the direction you're supposed to take. So there you go. These are the five ways that can help you become stronger when you feel like giving up. I hope you've enjoyed this video, and leave me a comment in the comment section below on how you can apply some of this to help yourself become stronger, and what was your story on what was the last time you felt like giving up in some of the things in your life that was dear to you and how you held together and moved forward. Maybe your story can also inspire other people. And don't forget to click on the subscribe button and the bell icon to get notification on whenever I release a new video. Thank you so much for watching.